With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The Nome administration said it would raise private money for a Mount Rushmore fireworks display attended by President Trump. Instead, taxpayers are footing the bill, and the money's coming from a fund for research and economic development. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Back in January, State Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan was optimistic about private funding.
In my opinion, I think a lot of the costs can be borne by sponsorship. Those are areas that we're pursuing.
But the governor's office now says the state is funding the entire $350,000 cost of Friday's fireworks display. The state has already cut a check for half that amount to Pyro Spectaculars of California. The money came from the Future Fund. The late Governor George Mikkelsen convinced lawmakers to create the fund in 1987.
It will be for long-term investments. It will be for building the infrastructure.
To get money for the fund, the state taxes the wages that employers pay to their workers. The fund takes in about $18 million per year. The governor decides how to spend the money, but state law says the money has to be used for, quote, purposes related to research and economic development. Governors have awarded hundreds of Future Fund grants over the years. Recent recipients include a Parks and Wildlife Foundation, the authority that manages the Underground Science Lab in Lead, and local economic development groups. There's disagreement about whether a fireworks display is an appropriate use of Future Fund dollars. Maggie Seidel is an advisor to Governor Kristi Noem. Seidel says the fireworks bring global media exposure to South Dakota tourism.
Well, when we're talking about how awesome of an event this is, I think that it's a very good use of taxpayer money.
Some lawmakers disagree. Ronald Nessaba is a Democratic state senator from Sioux Falls.
And that money is supposed to be used for economic development. And what we're going to see is our economic development dollars go up in smoke in just a few minutes.
The criticism isn't only from Democrats. Taffy Howard is a Republican state representative from Rapid City. She says money for the fireworks should come from private fundraising.
I don't think it's a good use of tax dollars at all. I mean, I'm all for Trump visiting. I fully support that. I just don't believe that that's the proper use of tax dollars.
The $350,000 is only for the fireworks display. Seidel of the governor's office says the state hopes to share security and other event costs with the federal government. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
A new survey of business leaders suggests the economy has begun to recover as businesses reopened in the past month in 9 Midwest and Plains states. But Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the region's economy remains weaker than before the coronavirus outbreak began. Business leaders expect the economy to continue improving over the next 6 months. The region's overall index jumped into positive territory at 50.3 in June from May's 43.5. Any score above 50 suggests growth, while scores below 50 indicate decline. The monthly survey covers the Dakotas and 7 other states. School districts across the state are still dealing with the fallout from COVID-19. The Rapid City Area School District says it will now cancel the in-person commencement ceremonies that were originally postponed in early spring. SDPB's David Scott has more.
Rapid City school officials have made the decision to cancel the commencement to prevent the spread of the virus from affecting the next school year. Katie Urban is the community relations manager for the district. She says they looked at the current status of community spread for the virus before making the final decision.
We really wanted to have an idea of sort of what the prevalence of COVID-19 was in our community before we canceled it. And we've had lots of conversations with local medical experts and then been looking at, of course, the guidance from the CDC. And based on what we're seeing in our community and the major events that are coming over the next month, we felt like the safest and most responsible thing to do was to cancel it.
Urban says they had planned for an in-person commencement ceremony for their senior class following the virtual ceremony held earlier this year. She says the school district had several stipulations before a physical ceremony could proceed. Ultimately, the benefits did not outweigh the risks.
at the end of the day, it really would have looked very similar to the virtual graduation, and it would have been really difficult to maintain social distance. And we were really concerned about it being a multi-generational event. We're going to have people of all ages there, and so the risk that it posed to families was really a big concern for us.
Urban says seniors have missed out on major milestones this year because of the pandemic. She says the school district has tried to provide some of those experiences, but they consider the people's health and safety a higher priority. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm David Scott in Rapid City.
Advocates for police reform have announced they have created a new coalition to call for changes to the Sioux Falls Police Department. The group is called the South Dakota Coalition for Justice and Equity and says it will advocate for greater transparency around incidents of police force. That includes an independent, community-led process for reviewing complaints against the police. Mayor Paul Tenhaken has largely defended the police department's record, calling it one of the best in the country. But the group argues that several incidents in the last few weeks show the need for changes at the police department.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.